Welcome to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa. You are tuned in to a show that will inspire you and empower you to move you from your past and help you grab hold to your God-given future. Using biblical, practical, and life experience, Pastor Teresa, along with her special guests, will be teaching women of all ages that the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as you share, talk, and grow. Now for the next 60 minutes, we invite you to the show. Here's your host. Hello, young ladies. This is Pastor Teresa. I'm your host, and I'm so glad to have you tune in to Share Talk as we share, talk, and grow, as we learning that the hardship of life do not have to make you bitter, but better. Well, we're going to be live for the next 60 minutes with Live Empowerment, and we have our co-host on the line. We have co-host Katera on the line and also co-host Kajay on the line. Ladies, can you tell everybody hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Wonderful. We have a wonderful show, a show and topic on tonight, and I already have questions that's already in my inbox that we're going to try to get to at the end of the show. But right now, we're going to go into a word of prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and go into our segment. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your anointing destroys the yoke, God. We ask you right now to forgive us for any sin that we have committed, omission, or commission, God. We ask you right now to come in to this Share Talk on tonight, that someone will be motivated. Some young girl will be able to, self-esteem will be built. Some young lady will be able to be motivated and inspired to inspire someone else. We ask you right now to touch our co-hosts today, touch me today, God, with my raspy voice, God. We ask you right now, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. So, Katera, and we have Kajay on the line, and we're talking today about how we hurt our self-esteem, how we hurt our self-esteem. And a lot of times when we talk about self-esteem, I'm going to ask Katera and Kajay to chime in. What do you think about when we talk about self-esteem?
Self-esteem to me is like having confidence in yourself and safety in yourself.
Okay. What about you, Katera?
Self-esteem is a way that you put yourself high. Like, you see yourself as if you have something that is important. Like, you feel like you are important.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you a question, guys. Do you think that a lot of young ladies around your age, a little bit older, maybe younger, do they struggle with their self-esteem? And why do you think some of the young people, if they do, why do you think some of the young people struggle with their self-esteem?
A lot of young girls may suffer from self-esteem because they want to be like something that they're not, or how the world portrays how they should be. And so it puts them in a place to where they're like, okay, if I don't look like that, I'm not pretty. Or, you know, if I don't talk like that, if my hair is not long, I'm not pretty. If my skin color is not light, I'm not pretty. Based on, you know, what the world, how the world, you know, sees as beauty, then that can bring old girl self-esteem down.
Okay. What about you, Katera?
Some girls put themselves in different situations to where they feel like they have to look like a different thing. They feel like that they have to be like someone else instead of being like the person that God created you to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think it actually come from, though? What do you think if they feel, I know Kajay stated that sometimes the girl is looking towards a war or whatever the world says what's beautiful, whatever the world says what's fine. But why do you think some people even look to someone else to know what beautiful is? Do you think somebody is born with, you know, self-confidence, knowing who they are in God, or knowing who they are? They don't have to hear nobody ever tell them they're beautiful, they're fine, or, you know, whatever, you know, language that we use to determine what looks good. What do young people, if in your eyes, what do young ladies always fight the most? Because I understand that they're comparing themselves to the world, but why are they comparing themselves to the world?
Some teenage girls, it just takes that one person to say, oh, your face don't look right. or that one person say, oh, your outfit don't match. It just takes that one person to counter down your self-esteem, to make you feel like you are not equal, to make you feel like that you are not who you are. And so when young girls go through self-esteem, they feel like that they have to not be able to look like someone else, to like some person that they're not going to look like.
Okay. Right. Let me ask you, well, I'm not going to ask you a personal question. You agree with her? Okay. Let me ask you another question. So in your in school now, and I know, KJ, you graduated, and Kertara, you're in high school now, but as you work around or you walk around or you're in school with your peers, do you see this as an issue with some even the people that you know?
I definitely do, because most of the individuals that I have as friends, they look to me for support. Because they look at me and ask me, okay, Kapira, so does this outfit look right? They call me and be like, okay, so, you know, tomorrow we have to, because some days at school we have little pep rallies, or I forgot what you call them, like it's like pajama day, scary day, or wear blue day, like it's just stuff like that. And they just ask me, okay, do you think this is appropriate? And, like, for me, I tell them the truth. Because it's just like, you don't want your friend to go out there looking like a hot mess. But then again, you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings, because what if your friend doesn't even like that outfit, but she actually liked the outfit that she told you the first time, and then you choose the outfit that she really doesn't like. So it's just like, you have to be really careful when you're giving your friends advice, because definitely if you don't know the friend's heart, then you're going to pick an outfit that really doesn't work for them, and you're really going to hurt their feelings.
That's a good point. That's a good point. To know your friend's heart and know how to deliver the message, because you may have to give some strong advice as a, you know, what a person wearing, or they could be have a certain smell or something like that. And that is good as a friend to be very honest with it, but you still have to be very careful what you say, because young people, as you guys know, young people, you know, you can walk around looking beautiful all day long, but yet on the inside there's something going on, you know, that people can't not really visual see. Because some people, you know, I think a lot of times we get misunderstanding is that a person that got low self-esteem, you can visual see that. Sometimes you can, and a lot of times you can't. Because I know a lot of young ladies and even grown women that they have low self-esteem, but they are so beautiful, but they don't look at themselves as beautiful. They don't look at themselves as beautiful. So we kind of gave a definition. You guys came gave a definition of what is self-esteem, but I want to go ahead and give a dictionary definition. What is self-esteem? Self-esteem is how we view ourselves. It's how we perceive our value to the world and how valuable we think even of others. So when you talk about self-esteem, self-esteem affects our trust in others, our relationship, our work, nearly every part of our life. You have to, is there, your self-esteem is involved and around that. So that is the definition of self-esteem. And I want to say this to you callers. I see you chiming in, and I see you logging on. But I want to say this to you young ladies, that some of you guys struggle with your self-esteem because the enemy, in some kind of way, I don't know when you was younger, I don't know if somebody ever told you was ugly, you're this, and just like Sister Kajé stated, that sometimes people, you guys look to the world to see what is beautiful and what is not beautiful. So when you compare yourself to the world, you're going to have doubts on yourself. And that, I want to say this scripture right here. Ephesians 6:12 says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against powers in high places, in darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in highly places, heavenly places. So if you are comparing yourself and you already got low self-esteem, do understand the enemy is going to attack your mind, and he's going to attack your mind to think negative thoughts. And unfortunately, when you think negative thoughts of yourself, it's very easy to get your feelings hurt when somebody says certain things or don't give you a compliment. Do y'all guys agree with that? Ladies?
Yes, definitely do.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. What caused, this is one of our discussion questions, what caused low self-esteem? What caused low self-esteem?
Well, like you said, it could have been from, you know, someone telling the person that they're ugly, or just comparing themselves to others, bullying, being too big, or feeling like they're too big, or not feeling pretty enough. So, yeah.
What about you, Katara?
Most self-esteem is definitely caused because our young teenagers these days, they are very vulnerable. Like, they listen to everything. They hear everybody. They want everybody's opinion. And so once you want everybody's opinion, you sit down and you really think. You really think and you decide, okay, well, maybe she doesn't want me like this because the world is doing this, and maybe I need to do this because everybody else is doing this. Like, you try to put two and two together, which causes your self-esteem to go down and down and down, and that's something that you want to look against from. You want to put your self-esteem to a high level. You don't want to look at somebody and feel like you have to look at them, and that's another thing I'm going to skip over to self-confidence. You have to have self-confidence in yourself, and self-confidence have you to have less, to have low self-esteem, because if you don't have any confidence in yourself, then you will feel like that you need to look like the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Or look like someone else. It may not even be the world. It may be a competition between friends and cousins and relatives, because sometimes you got a lot of young people, they're not trying to compete with the world, they're competing with their friends, how their friends look, what's the latest fad, and what's the latest clothes, or what's the latest shoes and earrings, what's the latest hair, you know, I want their latest hairstyle. You have a lot of young people are fighting against self-image with other people, and they're not even trying to get in the world because they, you know, that kind of stuff. So what causes low self-esteem? Here are some negative things that are signs of low self-esteem. You have a negative view of yourself, a very negative view of yourself. No matter how pretty and how much somebody would tell you that you're beautiful, you don't see yourself as beautiful. No matter if your mom tell you you're beautiful, your dad tell you you're beautiful, no matter what, you still see yourself as this ugly duckling, and you're not. Another sign of a person to have low self-esteem, you mistrust others. You literally don't have, you have a trust issue. Because there's a low self-esteem in you, you don't trust anybody. You don't look, you don't think nobody could be trusted. And I've talked to teenagers that don't even trust their parents. They don't trust their sisters and brothers. They don't trust anybody because they deal with so much low self-esteem, it is very hard for them to trust. Another sign is blaming behavior. A lot of times teenagers, they blame behavior. You know, when it's time to be accountable for the things that you do or don't do, you put blame on somebody else. So it makes it very hard for a person to have low self-esteem to be accountable because they see themselves so low. The next thing is fear of taking risks. That is a very one of the I see in a lot of young people. They deal with a lot of fear. Now, young Kajay and Katara, do you agree that even a young girl, that they deal with a lot of fear when it's even with something they want to do, they just won't do it. Especially if it's going to take them to take out some risk, they don't do it because they deal with so much fear.
Yes.
Can I say?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And the next thing is feeling being unloved and unlovable. And I hear a lot of young people say, I don't feel love. I feel unlovable. And why is that? I don't care if a person telling you they love you and stuff. It just, for some reason, young people walk around and really feel undefeated and unloved, and that is not true. Can y'all share a circumstance, even if it's with yourself or you know someone that you know that are being loved, but they still walk around and feel like they're not loved?
Well, there was go ahead, Katara.
Oh, okay, sorry. But I have a situation to where one of my friends, they are currently in a relationship, and they feel like that they have to put their self as looking like the world because her boyfriend is not of God,
And so he's doing things that are not, is not of God, and he's making her want to do things that are not in God. So he's influencing her, which is peer pressure. And then he's peer pressuring her to wear different things, to wear short skirts, short shorts, and have your cleavage all out. And then me, I'm trying to explain to her that, okay, you don't want to walk around and look like this because, one, when somebody sees you that one time, they're gonna judge you automatically. They're going, mm-hmm. okay, well, that's that girl who had on that short skirt yesterday, who you can see all her mm-hmm. behind. And it's just like, you don't want to be that person. You want to be a person to be like, oh, she's very pretty. You don't want to already have a name on yourself just because of this right. one person is telling you to do stuff. And then so since he is making her do all these things, she feels as if she has to look like somebody else. She feels as if that she is not herself. And that's I really am praying for her because I really do love her. And it's just like I don't want her to feel like that because she feels like she can't go to her mama. And I hope she's not on this prayer call, but she's going through an abusive relationship, and that's another thing to where she is feeling like she's not loved because she doesn't know how to explain to him that, okay, I want to get out of this relationship. So it's just like he's lowering down her self-confidence every day and every day and every day.
Wow. Well, let's say this. Let's say if she was on the call, and we're talking to young ladies. We have about 20 calls on the line now, and we got people chimed in on Facebook and Twitter. And I would like to say to that young lady, if it's a young lady out there and you're compromising who you are just to be loved by a boy, which is not love, or be loved by anybody, that you have to feel like you got to compromise who you are. You got to change the way you look. You got to change the clothes you wear. You got to wear contacts or extra weave or whatever the situation may be just to fit someone else's pleasure so they can say, oh, you look beautiful. If you find yourself in that place, that's a bad place. You don't want to give who you are to a person or anybody, especially we ain't talking about sexual. I'm just talking about even being a friend relationship. If you have to change who you are just to fit in a crowd, change who you are just to be a friend to this person, change who you are just to be amongst people, then that is not what you want to do. Because God created you to be you. God made you just the way you are. I don't care how tall you are, how short you are, how light-skinned or how dark-skinned you are. God made you just that way. And when we get in the place that we change who we are for other people, that is a problem. That's going to be a real big problem. And, yes, you will walk around feeling more low about yourself because when you try to meet that status quo for somebody else, guess what? At the end of the day, you still don't fit it because now you're not yourself. And now because you're trying to be like someone else. So I want to talk to that person, Katera, out there that you describe, and it may be a friend of yours, but it's so many young ladies that are like that. They're trying to fit into a group. They're trying to be loved by a boy. They're trying to be accepted by their peers, and they're changing who they are just to fit in. That is not what God wants you to do. That is not how God wants you to be. KJ, do you have something you want to say, sweetie?
My story was similar to hers, but there's a young lady that I know. It's not relationship-wise, but it's within herself. She just feels like no one loves her and her family, and she'll write little notes and stuff and say that she's dumb and she doesn't feel loved and she just wish she would die, stuff like that. But I do see that, you know, her parents love her. It may be a tough love, but it's still love. But within herself, she doesn't have that confidence to say, okay, well, you know, my parents do love me and maybe they just don't want me to go down the wrong path or they don't want me to, you know, follow the same footsteps that they went in. So,
And I see a lot of young people do that. They kind of misjudge and misinterpreted the parents' love, and because mm-hmm. they're hard, and sometimes they can be very firm, and sometimes, unfortunate, they misinterpret that love that's not love, which it is love, because they're trying to keep them from not going down the wrong path. And the topic today, ladies, is how we hurt our self-esteem. And a lot of times we hurt our self-esteem based on the company that we keep. We're trying to fit in. We're really compromising our walk with Christ, because I'm not just talking to just worldly teenager. I'm talking to Christian teens that say they accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. I'm talking to Christian teens that says that God is a Savior and they worship Him, they love Him, but yet we still find ourselves compromising who we are just to fit in a group. We're fitting in to be accepted by someone that we think that love us, but they're changing us to something that God did not create us to be. How do we hurt ourselves? We can hurt ourselves by the company that we keep, as I stated. The things that we wear, like Sister Katara said, that a young lady, you know, she's changing her appearance. She's being more very provocative with her dressing just to fit in. And that's going to hurt your self-esteem, because down the road, and I said this a lot with my young girls, my young ladies, is that what you do today is going to affect your future. What decisions that you make today is going to affect your future, and it's going to really hurt you if you do a lot of damaging things to yourself today. And right now, it don't look damaging. It don't look damaging. You look like you're just having fun. Oh, I'm going to get all the tattoos. I'm going to get tatted up. I'm going to get ear pierced up, all that good stuff there. But you're going to become an adult one day. And when you become an adult one day, I've witnessed this, a lot of adults look back on their life and really wish they didn't make that decision. But because they wasn't thinking like that, a lot of young people, and I want to say this to young ladies, that a lot of times you're making a decision based on teenagers thinking about you're going to be an adult one day, like I stated. And so my husband said this a while back. He said, as parents, our job is to teach our young people and help them grow to be adults, not stay teenagers. Because you're not going to stay a teenager all your life. You're not going to be a young person all your life. So young person out there, you want to be very mindful what you do in this season while you're a young person. And yes, you should be having fun. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not saying you should not be able to go out with your friends. I'm not saying you should not have friends. But what I am saying, you want to be very careful. I want to read this scripture here, because it's very powerful. And this is when Jesus was talking to Peter, and he said this in Luke 22:31-32. It says, "And the Lord said to Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to shift you like wheat. But I will pray for thee that thy faith will not fail, and you will be in staying covenant, and then go strengthen your brothers." I said that it was so powerful about that to me, and I'm pretty sure a lot of young people don't know the history about this, but Jesus was praying for Peter and told Peter, which is called Simon, praying for Simon, letting Simon know, Simon, Peter, the devil desired to shift you. The devil desire to kill you. The devil desire to mess you up. The devil desire to destroy you. And how do he destroy the young people? He destroy the young people in their mind. That's the first thing he come after, is your mind. If he can get your mind, he got your heart. If he can get the way you think of yourself, he got your heart. Because if you think negative of yourself, a lot of time, 95% of the time, you're going to damage yourself. And how do you damage yourself? As I stated earlier, the wrong type of company, what you do to your body, what you don't do to your body, how you allow people to talk to you, how you talk to other people. I have seen young people, they can be very rude, very disrespectful, even to their own peers. But a lot of times, majority of the time, when I see a young person that does that, it's because that's how they reflect on their own self. And on how we can see it is how they look at other people. So how can we look at ourselves and really see ourselves in a better way? We're going to get to that. And we want you to know that God loves you. And the other thing I want to say to you, that while we're on this point, how and what caused low self-esteem? Low self-esteem is a very rooted spirit. It is a spirit that sometimes can be detected, sometimes it can't not be detected. And I know, young people, you're saying, well, I'm not all that spiritual. And this is one thing I would like to do for you. I would like to encourage you to build a relationship with God. I would like to encourage you to get into your word. I would like to encourage you with your mom and get with your dad. Get with another young person that's walking the walk, that's talking the talk, that's trying to live a biblical life based on the biblically. I want to motivate you to talk with your pastor, talk to your youth pastor, and see what you can do to build your relationship with God. Because that's the only thing, and I know I'm going ahead of myself before we start giving you some steps, that's the only thing that's really going to help you stop harming yourself. Because right now, young ladies, you may say, well, I don't feel like I'm harming myself. And we're going to go to our next question. I don't feel like I'm harming myself. And like I tell my young people and I tell women all the time, if you're waiting on a feeling, you would never think you're hurting yourself. It's not based on a feeling. It's based on, are you doing something productive? Are you doing something healthy for you? Are you doing something healthy for you, not only for now, but in your future? Our next question is, Katera and Kajay, is how, I'm trying to find myself, I'm sorry. My next question is it okay for your friends to call you the B word? Is
absolutely
it okay?
And not. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No. I feel like some
why
girls,
would you say that?
Some girls do, and they think it's cute. Like, they'd be like, what's up, B? And that's not, to me, I don't know. I guess because I just don't do it. It's disrespectful to me. But if somebody else would probably be like, well, we just friends, and that's what we call each other, and we don't take it as that. We just, you know, it's just something they do, but I don't think it's okay. I would get offended if somebody was like,
But why do you think young women, I hear a lot, I was in the grocery store a couple of days ago, and it just shocked me. I'm like, really? I mean, I heard it before, but because that's not my environment majority of the time, I don't hear it a lot. But when I'm in the grocery store, at the hair store, or somewhere else, I do hear girls, I mean, young ladies, 21, 18, 16 years old, and they're just calling each other B-word. Now, you may ask yourself, callers, why is that a question? That's an awful wall question. Well, we're talking about how we hurt our self-esteem. This is one of the things I believe I see in our community, that we hurt our self-esteem because we allow people to call us something that we're not. But I'm trying to figure out, why do we think that's okay, Katera? Why do you think young ladies think that's okay to call each other the B word?
They think it's okay because they feel like that, okay, it's just a word, and yeah, it's just a word, but it's a harmful word. If somebody's right here calling you the B word, you're going to think, excuse me, that is definitely not my name. Like, they actually are put a title on you. They actually are telling you that you are something like that. And so definitely you do not want to go to that person and, you know, get all upset, but you have to really talk to them and tell them, okay, well, that's not what you call me. My name is Katera, my name is so-and-so. You call me my name, not the type of language. And I really don't understand why these individuals want to be called that name. And it's just like, I guess it's because they feel like that, okay, it's just a name and it's just whatever. But once you being called that name and then God forbid, a boy call you that name, then, oh, you want to get all hyped.
It's going to be
but
a problem.
But you're just letting your friend call you that name. So it's just like, why are you getting mad at him? But your girlfriends and everybody else is calling you B's. And then now, once a boy calls you, you feel some type of way. Well, you should have felt some type of way when that girl called you it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's the thing is, it's almost like the N-word, you know. We okay with calling each other that, but when it comes down to other race or we call each other the B-word, I don't understand. Now, do you know the definition of the B-word, Katera and Kajay? Do you know?
It's a doll. It's a female doll, right?
It's a female doll.
Yeah, it's a female dog. And then and over the culture, over years and centuries, the word, the meaning changes. Well, the meaning for people change, but it never loses its foundation. That was a female dog. And then I noticed that in our community, especially in our community, and even the music that we listen to. And this is the thing, callers, I want you to really get this point. If you're saying, and I really want y'all to catch this, if you're saying that you have high self-esteem and you value yourself and you value women, that is not self-esteem. That is not a high self-esteem. That is not looking at yourself valuable. We already gave you the definition what self-esteem is, how you view yourself, how you value yourself, and how you portray yourself before others. So if I have a high self-esteem of myself, if I see myself as valuable, I'm very careful what I listen to. I'm very careful what I allow people to call me. I'm very careful what I call other people. So it's not only what I'm allowed to be called, I'm also respect other women. I respect other people. So if I don't want to be called that, I'm surely not going to call nobody else that. But what I'm trying to get to, callers, and I see you. What I'm trying to get to is we got to really understand, do we truly have a very valuable, do we really truly see ourselves valuable in our eyes? Because if we did, I truly believe we would have less violence. We'll have less things going on. We'll have less young people walking around with low self-esteem, calling each other words that does not describe them. You know, I don't see it. I mean, I watched a couple of days ago, I was on Facebook, and a video popped up on my wall, and it was two girls, and they was rapping, and they were just talking about beat this and beat that. I'm like, really? I'm just trying to understand that. So, Katera, I really want you to take a time right now, just concerning this question. If there was young ladies out there that was calling each other bees, how can you share with them, can you really motivate them in your own words why they shouldn't call each other B and how harmful they're hurting themselves by doing that?
So first I would especially get to know them, because you don't want to walk up on somebody and approach them in the wrong way. You don't want to make them feel like, oh, I don't even know this girl. Like, you want to definitely get to know them and ask them what their name are. And then you want to ask them, okay, so what is your relationship with God? Are you a believer? Do you believe in him? And then I will proceed on to, well, why are you guys out here calling each other bees? Why do you feel like that is a good name to put on yourself? And then after they answer that question, I will definitely tell them, well, if you don't know, the actual definition is a female dog. And you're not a female dog, you're a female human being. And so you shouldn't put that title on you, and it would be very harmful, because that's a title. You're naming yourself something that you're not. You're giving yourself a name when you should be giving yourself your own name, your name that God birthed you out with. So I would definitely tell them that they need to definitely pray and ask God for forgiveness, especially both of them, whoever was calling one another the B word. And I would definitely want to, you know, get to know them and ask them to come to church and blah, 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 blah. But I would definitely want them to understand that could be very, very harmful. That could really lower your self-esteem, because that one girl calling you that could proceed to her telling somebody else, oh, well, she don't care. Go ahead and call her that. Oh, yeah, she don't care. Go ahead and call her that. So that is something that you really want to definitely stay away from.
Amen, amen. What about you, KJ?
Katera says it all. I would say the exact same words as her.
Yeah, I would too. And I would just add with this. God has made us. He beautiful, fearfully, wonderfully made. And that's going to be one of the verses that I'm going to be using and then a little bit later. But he really beautiful, fearfully made you. And he did not make you a female dog. And I know that some of you may say, you know, young people out there, this is just a slang. This is how we talk. But just because it's people allow you to talk like that, and just because you can, doesn't make it right. I really want to get this, and I want to drill this into your heart. Just because you're allowed and you're able to say it does not make it right for you to say it. It does not make it right for you to call that they're not. Even if you thought they was, it still don't make it right. Everything that comes out of our mouth should be uplifting, even though when you do have to correct, even though when you have to challenge someone, it still needs to be done in a certain way. And I would like to challenge all the young people out there that's listening. I'm seeing, oh, wow, the line is lit up. I want to challenge you. I really want to challenge you. take the mind of Christ. And I know you probably say, and we say this all the time, that being a Christian kid, being a Christian teenager, being a Christian young person is not a popular thing. I know it's not. But I tell you one thing, it may be not popular, but it's right. And I tell a lot of times my young people, especially my young people, just because you see a lot of people flock to it, just because you see a big crowd, does not make it right. Just because you see a crowd does not make it right. Jesus was hung by a crowd. It was a crowd of people that said, crucify Jesus. He don't save so many people. He healed so many people. He don't heal so many open. He opened so many eyes and so many ears became undeaf and all that good stuff there. However, that same crowd that he helped, it was that crowd that said, crucify him. So you got to be careful when you're following the crowd. Following the crowd will lead you into places that you do not want to be. Following a crowd will lead you in places that can cost you your life, can cause you. I was at Reebok Full Service or Reebok School years ago when I was working for a community agency, and it was so sad. And this is very, very so. This is a very sad story that I was working, and it was commotion came out, and all of us social workers and case managers, we ran outside to see what was going on. It was two girls outside arguing and cussing and fighting, and they didn't even hit each other yet. So we're trying to get to them to stop it, but before we can get to them, before you knew it, I heard somebody call the B word and some other words, and before you know it, a young lady ended up stabbing another young lady in the eye with a pencil. It was a pen or a pencil. And unfortunately, that young lady lost her eye. I mean, totally. It was not able to be restored. She lost her eye. And the other young lady, of course, now got a record, all because they were saying things to each other. I don't know why it started. I don't know what was the seed. But all I know, when I came up on the scene, they was calling each other names out. It's ridiculous. And I want to say to you that a lot of times, you young ladies are dealing with the same things. So why you guys call each other names that just does not fit you, that's not about you, but don't realize that y'all just alike. And when I say just alike, you're both dealing with low self-esteem. You're both trying to fit in a group. You both want to be accepted by your peers. So I said this is a lot of times the issues that you're having with each other, it really, if you really look at it, you're just like each other. So I would like to submit to you, and I would like to challenge every young person that's on the line to get to the place that you understand not only you want to change what people call you, but start changing what you call other people. Value yourself so much until you value the next person. Because if you can't love a person, you can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself first. Amen? Well, we're going to go to a commercial real quick, and we're going to come back, and I have some questions that have been inboxed me, and we're going to answer the last discussion question, and I want to give you some tools, and I want to give you some tips and some scriptures that you can use, and we're going to come back. Stay tuned for the commercial.
If you're in the Jacksonville area, we welcome you to attend the Father's House Kingdom Ministries. Our services are held Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesday Bible studies at 7:30 p.m. The address is 6455 Restlawn Drive in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Also, visit our website at www.fathershousejack.com. We look forward to seeing you in one of our services.
Hi, this is Pastor Teresa, and I personally would like to invite you to experience the Inspire Magazine. Inspire Magazine is a magazine that's offering women and girls information and articles about issues that we face every day, from marriages and singles, parenting, relationships, spirituality, education, depression, health, finances, fitness, career, and yes, beauty. Each issue will feature stories and testimonies of women that live right here in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. You do not want to miss out on this. You want to have this magazine amongst your other reading material. You won't regret it, but you will be empowered, motivated, and most of all, inspired to inspire someone else. Visit me today on the website, TeresaBurtonMinistry.com, and purchase your copy. Hope to see you.
And we're back, and this is Pastor Teresa, your host, and we got co-host Katera and co-host Kajay on the line, and we're talking to our teen girls. This is our Teen Girls Monday, and our subject for today is how we hurt our self-esteem. And we don't give the definition of self-esteem. We don't give the cause of low self-esteem, and then we ask the question, is it okay for your friends to call you the B-word? And we're discovered that it's not okay. And now we want to close it out by talking about how can I build my self-esteem. And I want to start off with Kajay. If you had to give your sisters, your peers, other young ladies, how can they rebuild their self-esteem, what would you say?
First and foremost, if you are or if you haven't already given your life over to Christ, that'll be first, because all your cares and all your worries, all your insecurities, you give it to God and he'll help you with those insecurities, and slowly and gradually you'll begin to see a change, and you'll notice that, you know, you do see yourself as the way others see you. Read your word more. Even look up some scriptures that has to do with low self-esteem and read those directly and meditate on them. Read them to yourself daily. And just be confident. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, you know, I'm beautiful. Regardless of how I look, I'm going to choose today to have high self-esteem.
Good. What about you, Katera?
I would definitely do first what Kajay just stated. I would definitely do that. And then I will also move on to telling them that, first and foremost, you need to pray to God and pray to God that he takes away all the bad things you heard, all the bad things that you let get inside of your gateways. Your gateways are your ears, your eyes, and most definitely your mind. You have to ask God to wash away all them bad things so that you can have a clear mindset of who you really are and who you really are to come. And so you can do that by praying, talking to him, reading your word will definitely give you a better understanding. And that's mostly it. If you just pray and talk to God and you really sit down, you have a deep conversation, and you really let the word minister to you, then you would definitely, that's the number one way that you build your self-esteem. Oh, sorry. And also, you will, you have to stop listening to people that are not of God. You can't listen to somebody who's not of God. They tell you something that's crazy. Like, how are you going to tell me something when you don't even know who God is? You don't know what he did on Calvary. You don't know none of the testaments. So it's just like, how am I supposed to listen to you when you don't even know my father?
Don't know your father? Amen. I like that. I like that, Katera. Well, I absolutely agree with you, ladies, and young ladies out there listening. I know I got a couple of parents out there listening as well. And that's the first and foremost. We're talking to Christian kids, and hopefully if we do have someone on the line that is not saved, that have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that you make Christ your Savior today. But for the ones that have made their relationship, and you do have a relationship with God, you have to get to the place, just like Katera said and Kajay stated, you not only have to build your relationship with Christ, you have to be developed. You got to get into your word. And I know that's not popular. That is not what young people are doing. But you're talking to these two young ladies, I can truly say, and I'm not just saying this because they're a member of my church or nothing like that. I'm saying it because I've watched these young ladies grow. I watched these young ladies grow into the ladies they are today, and they still are growing. They're still working out some things. Not to say they're 100% there, not to say they're perfect, because they're not. But what they have done and they have passed is the struggle, do I want to have a relationship with God? They don't pass that place. They know they want a relationship with God. And we want to get you past that place, because I know the temptation to fit in, the temptation to be amongst the crowd, the temptation to be accepted amongst your peers, it's tempting to you. Every child, I believe, you know, I tell people all the time, I wouldn't want to be a teenager during this day. I wouldn't want to be a teenager in this day. However, I can say, I can give you a word of wisdom to help you along the way, because I do believe y'all struggled a little bit more harder than ours when back in my day. I believe the temptation is a little bit more stronger. However, we serve a strong God. We serve a God that can do more than you can ask or think. We serve a God that would not put or allow more than what you can bear. The key thing is, are you focused on your relationship with Christ? Are you focused with your relationship with Christ? I want to go ahead and give you some points that I jot down that I truly believe that will help you rebuild your self-esteem in God. Because that first and foremost, you got to get confident, because we can't have confidence in this flesh. This flesh will mess us up. It will tell us things. Our emotions changes day in and day out. But one thing I do know, that our confidence in God will never change, because if our confidence is in the Word, because the Word don't change us. I want to say this to you, beloved, is this, that your low self-esteem was not built over one night. It was built over time. It took some time to get the feel that you're feeling the way you're feeling. You didn't feel like this overnight. So it's going to take some time to unfeel what you're feeling. So I need you to understand that it's going to take some work on your behalf. It's going to take you reshaping what you say to yourself, what you say to others, and what you allow be said to you. It's going to take some great sacrifice on your end. It's going to take some great discipline of yourself to really help you build your self-esteem. See, Jesus, he already did everything for us. He already gave us everything we need. He filled us with the Holy Ghost, who is our keeper, who's our comforter, who our guide. But you got to make sure that you're listening. The next thing I want to really say to you is that the feelings and the behavior that you have towards yourself, it's not an easy task to break this. So sometimes you may have to get with someone else. You may just can't, because you may don't know what to say and how to go and what church to look up. I would suggest that you get with another believer, a stronger believer, if it's an older teen, if it's an older young lady to help you along the way, if it's your mom, if it's your dad, if it's your sister or brother, someone else that may be past this place, that's already past this place, that you can sit down and talk to. You may need some counseling. There may be some situation that happened to you outside of somebody told you they're ugly, outside of somebody bullying you in school, and which bullying is totally not right. But it may be a little bit more deeper for you, the reason why you have low self-esteem. And if that is the case, I'm going to advise you to get with someone else and ask them to help you along the way. Ask them to be your support team. If it's counseling that you need, get some counseling. You're not too young and you're not too old to get counseling. Parents out there that's listening, that chiming in, if you know your daughter that's dealing with low self-esteem, and you know the root of it, you know that it's a little bit deeper than the average bully, the average this, the average that, I would advise you, maybe you want to get her some counseling, because you do not want her to walk around and it appears her to be okay, but yet she's internalizing these things and letting the enemy is tearing her up. You don't want to do that. But last and least, I'm going to give you these little, I gave you my little summary right there, and I'm going to give you some little bit more steps. Some things that you can do to help yourself build your self-esteem and the self-esteem of others is, one, respect yourself. Somebody say respect yourself. You have to respect yourself. Not only respect yourself, you have to respect others. You can't treat other people if you don't treat your own self like that. And in other words, I know some people say, well, not true. I can be very nice to other people, but I'm not nice to myself. Well, that's going to be a false love, because it's hard to love other people if you don't love yourself. Because if you don't understand what love is, and you look in the mirror and you're beating yourself up and you're tearing yourself down with words, and even though you may have nice words to other people, but are they genuine? Are they real? Because I truly believe, and I could speak for myself, that had low self-esteem at some point in my life. And my low self-esteem was not based on how I look. That's the crazy thing. My low self-esteem wasn't because of the way I look and I wanted to change who I was. Well, I did change who I was to fit, because I felt like I attract a lot of people to me. I attract a lot of men to me. So I felt like I was a sex object, because I had those issues where I was very sexual active in my teen years, and then I had so many men coming after me. I was like, I really was trying to make myself ugly, not to say I was this gorgeous girl, which I was. I must say myself, I was a nice lady. Cash A, don't think like that.
You was.
Like,
you was, auntie.
All right. I was bad. The girl was bad now. Don't get it twisted now.
Yes,
but but because I had other issues in my life that was deeper than because men was coming after me. I was touched, I was raped, I was molested, I was left for dead, I was beat up, I was severely abused. So I had a lot of different issues. And because of, I'm not going to say because I was beautiful, but because I think the scars I had and because I was so damaged, I truly believe that I had this victim spirit on me that it tried the predators. It tried the wrong type of people. It tried the wrong type of crowd. And I was always seeing myself hurt. So I walked around with insecurity. And it was hard for me to love other people because I didn't love myself. So when I say that it's hard for you to give somebody something that you don't have, I know that from my own experience and just ministering and counseling other people. The other thing is you got to say to yourself, I'm lovable and I'm likable. You may not be likable to other people, and a lot of times the enemy will escalate in your mind that nobody likes you. There are some people around you that like you, and there's some people that love you. But a lot of times young people are dealing with their peers, a certain group of people that they're trying to be accepted in. There's a certain group of kids that you're trying to be accepted in, and then here's these other group of kids, they accept you just the way you are. But that's not a group we want to hang with. We want to hang with the proper kids. We want to hang with the kids that name has always been called. Well, that right there will cause you a lot of problems. So first of all, you got to say to yourself, I'm lovable and I'm likable. The next thing is you got to say with yourself, I am confident. Even when you don't feel it, you got to tell yourself, I am confident and I'm going to show I'm confident. And not being arrogant, not having a big head, not have a prideful spirit, but saying, you know, whatever you do, a young man preached at our church yesterday and did a phenomenal job. And he preached about, do you have an excellent spirit? I truly believe if you take some of these steps, I truly believe that you can gain that excellent spirit, because that excellent spirit won't let you walk out the house any kind of way. That excellent spirit won't allow you to allow other people or you talk to any kind of people, talk to other people any kind of way. You would not do that because why? You want to be shaped like Christ. You want to be like Christ. You want to mold your behavior of the behavior of Christ. And because what Christians stand for means Christ-like, you want to be more like Christ-like. And the other thing I want to say is you want to say to yourself, I'm creating a loving and healthy relationship. A lot of times, one of the reasons that we have low self-esteem is because of the relationships that we build in our life. But not only we want to redo that, we want to become healthy in our thinking. The Bible said, let this mind be in you. Take on the mind of Christ. You want to get a different perspective of things, so therefore you can actually be more healthy in relationship. I truly believe if you rechange the way you think, it's going to help you in relationships as well. You also want to be a good friend. You want to be a good friend to yourself, and you want to be a good friend to other people. This is going to help reshape your self-esteem. Be a good friend first. A lot of times people tell me, I don't have friends. I tell them, I say, well, be a friend first. Sometimes if, you know, most majority of the people that walk around be a victim and say, there's nobody there for them. I don't have friends. Nobody take time out for me. A lot of times it's because their personality and the way they are. If you keep walking around and acting like a victim, people do have a tend to walk away from people that's always, whoa, 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 it's me. Something's always wrong. I always got a sad story. Somebody's always talking about you. You want to get to the place that you want to show yourself as a good friend. A good friend is going to attract someone's good. You only attract who you are. Keep that in mind, young people. And then the other thing, I got two more points. The other thing is accept yourself just the way you are. Now, I'm not talking about seeing. I'm talking about if God made your nose a certain shape, accept that. If God made your butt a certain shape, accept that. Now, if there's a situation where we gain weight over years, that's not the way our body shape was. It's just because we sat down and ate a little bit too much. Like myself, I need to lose about a couple of 20 pounds. But I'm not beating myself up. I don't feel like I'm the ugly duckling. I don't feel like I'm going to fall off the face of the earth because I don't gain 20 pounds. There's something for myself as health-wise I want to change, but not because I want to be this drop-dead gorgeous person because I feel like I'm dead already. Amen. Yes, I do. Tell yourself that you look great. If you don't pat yourself on the back, nobody else will. If you're waiting for somebody to tell you you are beautiful and you're beautiful and you're fine, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Well, they'll tell you, but they're going to tell you with the wrong motive. And don't look for that type of compliment. Look in the mirror within yourself with your host, with a wholesome self. Look in the mirror for yourself and say, I look wonderful. I look beautiful. But if you compare yourself, like Tajay said and Katara said, if you compare yourself with other people, if you compare yourself with the world, then you're going to find a problem because the world lies. How many of you know the world lies? The world lies, even the things that we see on Facebook, even the things, the videos and the pictures that we see of stars and rap artists and music people, that stuff is a lie. A lot of times that's Photoshop, baby. Don't believe that. And the last thing is life is good. It's better than what you think. Trust me with this. Your circumstances, your situation could be so much worse, so much worse. And God just wants you to give him the glory. A lot of times we give the enemy so much power. We give him so much credit. And our situation is even half the way it could have been, so much worse, but it's not. And as young ladies, and I want to say this to you, as young ladies, you want to develop a healthy way of thinking. You want to develop a healthy way of perceiving things because you are going to become an adult. And when you become an adult, if you have not changed the way you think, I promise you it's going to grow with you. And when it grows with you, you're going to find yourself in and out relationship. You're going to find yourself in a relationship as a relationship on a romantic level or even friendship. I know women right now today that literally they change friends like every 3 months, every year they got a new friend. You know, and it's nothing wrong with meeting new people, but their friendship does not last long. And that says a lot about them. And I want to say this to you as a young woman. You want to change the way you talk. You want to change the way you perceive things because if you're a gossip person, if you're always talking about people, you're stabbing people in the back and that kind of stuff like that, that stuff will grow with you. And you will find yourself as an adult doing the same thing. Some of you see a lot of young adults. They act a certain way. Believe me, they act like that when they were teenagers too. They just grew with it. And you can change that. I want to leave this to you, beloved, before I tag on. I'm going to take two questions, and that's it. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says, cast down imagination every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it to captivity, that every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, what it's saying is that you have to, when those evil thoughts or those negative thoughts come down and come to your mind, you got to cast that down. You got to pull that down. And what you got to replace it with, you got to replace it with the word of God. Because the job is of the enemy, capture your mind. The job of the enemy is to destroy your mind and to keep you thinking that old way. And that is not what God wants you to do. The other thing, beloved, I want you to know is God wants you to know that you can do all things through him. That strengthen you. You can do all things. And you can find that in Philippians 4 and 13. You can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. Stop telling yourself that you can't. You can. If you tell yourself, I promise you, if you tell yourself that you can, you will. If you tell yourself you can't, you won't. You will not do it. And what, in other words, is how can I have, my self-esteem never going to get high. Yes, it can, and it will. But you got to teach yourself, and you got to speak it to yourself. Amen. And the other thing I want to leave to you, Psalms 139:14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. The Bible is telling you, you are fearfully, wonderfully made. God made you just the way you are. So don't try to change yourself for nobody. If you want to lose a little weight, lose it for yourself. Don't lose it for nobody else. Because if you try to lose it for nobody else, you have to keep it down for other people. You should lose it for you. You should be the reason why you're losing weight. Not because somebody called you fat. Not because what the world say, what's skinny, what's fat, what's fine, and what's beautiful. No, no, no. You want to lose weight because you want to get healthy? You do it because you want to get healthy. And my last verse for tonight will be Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, for I'm with you. God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Be dismayed. For I am your Lord thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will lift you up, uphold you with my righteous hand. That's what the Lord says about you. He said, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am the Lord thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my righteous hand. God said, all you got to do is come to me. And like I said earlier, and I know I'm being redundant, I know that you said, Pastor Teresa, that's too deep for me. Well, that's the problem. If you're thinking with your brain right now, a lot of times that's the reason why we're in the situation that we're in. We got to change the way we think. We cannot think with our old mind because our old mind will get us in trouble. I would like to submit to you today, if you want to build your self-esteem, if you take these steps, listen to what some of the things the girl said, the awareness they brought out, the tips they brought out, and what the things that the Lord allowed me to say to you, I promise you, you'll find yourself on the road of healing from these past and these negative thoughts that you have that the enemy plants in your head. And if somebody spoke negative of your life, I don't care if it was your auntie, your grandma, your mama, your daddy, if they spoke, and I know they haven't, but if they did, if they spoke negativity over your life, rebuke that. Because a lot of times, hurt people hurt other people. A lot of times, the negative things that I know I have said some things to my children when they were coming up, and I didn't have a clue what I was saying. I didn't know what I was saying. I used to tell my daughter, stop acting stupid. Did not know that she interpreted that as I was calling her stupid. And that's not what I was trying to say. I wasn't saying she was stupid. I was saying stop acting like you're stupid because I know you're not stupid. But I have learned through conversation with sitting down with her and when she told me that how much that hurt her, I had to change my verbiage. I had to change what I say. And I'm very mindful now what I say. I still need some working on some areas. I can still get a little hot temper every now and then, but I, for the most part, I try my best to be very careful what I say to my children and how I say it to my children, because now I don't say anything out of my mouth. It's the way I say it. We still got to be very mindful and careful about. And I want to say to you, if you have those young people out there that has parents that may unfortunately say some things that really hurt you, that put a knife in your heart, forgive them. They did not know. And a lot of times parents do stuff, and being parents is not an easy job. Trust me. Ask me how I know. Being a parent is not an easy job. Not making it. For parents, being a parent is not an easy job. And sometimes we learn as we go. And when we learn from our mistakes, we do learn. But we also need forgiveness from our children as well. So tonight, I would like to submit to you how we hurt ourselves, how we hurt our self-esteem is what we allow being said to us. What we say to ourselves, what we allow our body to go through, different things like that. That's how we hurt our self-esteem. And it's not what other people do to us. It's what we do to ourselves and then what we allow for people to do to us really, really shows do we really value ourselves. Be careful what you say to yourself and what you say to other people because sometimes we do not know that one little thing that we said can cause that person to reach their end. And you want to be very careful with that. Amen. We're done, beloved. I want to answer this one question. She said, I already answered it while I was talking. So she said, I don't have to answer that question. But we do have a question that was inboxed me, and I'm going to answer that question. The question is it okay? And I think I'm going to repeat this because Katera touched this, and I'm going to let Katera come back and say what she said. The question is it okay? My boyfriend says that he likes me with long hair. I have short hair. I want to change my hair because he likes me with long hair. Is there something wrong with that? Katera.
Okay, so yes, there is something wrong with that because, first of all, even though he's your boyfriend, you might love him, but he's not your God. Like, he cannot tell you what you can change. He cannot tell you what you have to change, even though that you might feel like, okay, I might end up changing it. But still, like, once you change it, then he's going to want you to change something else because he's going to feel like, oh, okay, well, she changed that, then I also want her to change this, and I also want her to change what she wears. And then once you do that, it's going to backfire on you. you're going to be in a situation that you really don't want to be in, and you could stop it before it starts.
That is a good advice, Katera. A gay man. I like the part she said, young lady, and I know you're listening. The part she said, if you change one thing about yourself right now, he's going to tell you to change something else. And you don't want to get into a place that you're just constantly changing yourself because somebody else is asking you to change yourself because something he likes. I understand y'all are in I know y'all, a lot of young people don't like to hear this because some of y'all be like, oh, I'm so deeply in love and this is who I'm going to marry, blah, 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 blah. And, okay, I'm not going to touch that tonight. We ain't going to talk about dating tonight. But I want to talk about that can very well be a place where you can develop low self-esteem, especially when you're trying to constantly change yourself for somebody else. So you don't want to do that. And I'm submitting to you, listen to what the young lady just said, Katera. She just said something real. Change yourself this one time. You're going to be changing yourself again because he's going to come. And that is a sense of control. You don't want to get to the place where you're a teenager, you're supposed to be having fun, and you're supposed to be really worrying about your education and building your relationship with God and having a good time, you know, as a teenager year, as you're growing into an adult years. But you don't want to start that now where you're actually changing yourself because your boyfriend or your girlfriend or, I mean, when I say girlfriend, I ain't talking about homosexual relationship. I'm talking about, you know, your friends, your peers. They want you to do that because a lot of times that is not good. That is not good. And I'm hoping that we answer your question. Okay, I hope you answer your question. I pray that you really see yourself the way Christ sees you, beautiful, fearfully, wonderfully made. If your hair is short, I don't know how short it is, whatever style is in, and if you love it, you love it, and keep it, and stay with it. But if you change it because somebody say somebody else tell you because, you know, they say they like it better a certain way, then if that's not what you want and that's not what you want to change, I would not change my appearance or change my style unless it's God saying change it because of, you know, biblical reason. That's the only how I would change. Because over the years, as I grew older in God, my appearance have changed, you know, because God would say, no, that's too low, that's too short. It reveals a little bit too much. And I know some people may think that's too deep in this 21-day century, but I do believe that women should dress modest. We should not dress very, their clothes should not be very revealing. And I don't believe that Christians should be walking around and looking sexy, especially coming to church, you know, looking sexy and all that good stuff. That's a whole other subject, but I'm going to keep that to myself. But we'll have that for another show. But I would say to you that, you know, that's the only time I will be trying to change anything about me if God is saying that he wants me to change. Because as you grow in God, your appearance will change. When I say appearance, I'm not talking about you changing, you know, your structure. I mean your clothing, your hair. You know, you may be having short today, but God may say, you know, I want you to go this way, change it, but don't change it for other people unless your mom or your dad say, no, you're not cutting your hair anymore. Amen. Sister Kajé, do you have anything you want to say on that, sweetie?
No, ma'am, I don't. Just love yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Amen. Just love yourself. Well, this has been Share Talk, and I really want to commend you guys, and I want to thank my co-host on tonight. Our other co-host was not able to be up tonight. We're going to do some little changing up a little bit. We're going to have probably maybe one or two co-hosts on with us every month, not five or six, and then we'll just change them out. But I want to thank you for tuning in on Share Talk today. Our job is, and our motive is, and our desire is to help you. Every fourth Monday, y'all young ladies know that you can be saved. You can live a Christian life. You can live this life holy and acceptable unto God. You can do this. And our job and our desire is to motivate you, to challenge you, to encourage you, and inspire you to reach for the stars when it comes down to your relationship with God. You do not have to blend in the world. You do not have to blend in. You do not have to be like the world. You can be just like Christ wanted you to be. But you got to accept what God is saying about your life. That's the biggest thing that I feel that as believers got to understand, that we got to know what the word says, and then we got to live what the word said, not what the world said. Did you get that? I hope you caught it. Not what the world said, but what the word says. That's what we should be living by. But if we don't know what the word says, we would not know what to live by. So again, I would like to thank you for tuning in. I thank you, all my listeners. We did have a couple more questions, but they just inboxed me and said that they did get the answer based on us talking. So I want to commend you guys. Do know that you can always come back and replay any show, and all the shows are archived, so you can come back and replay it. Please don't forget to like me on Facebook, to like me on this Blog Talk Radio, and also visit me on my website, TeresaBurtonMinistries.com. And we thank you, and we're going to pray us out. And I want to say to you young ladies before we close out that I pray that the information that was shared on tonight, that you take this and apply it to your life, and you grow, and you be all what God have you to be. And you know what that is to be great. You know what that is? To have an excellent spirit. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every caller. We thank you for every person that's chimed in and chimed in on Facebook and Twitter. We ask you right now, touch the woman that's on this call tonight. We ask you right now, touch their minds, God, that their mind will be shaping and formed as your mind is, God. I thank you right now, that God, that you'll shape them, make them, mold them out the young women that need to be, God. I thank you right now for every young lady that struggle with low self-esteem, that you'll build them up, God, because they're going to apply the word of God to their life, God. They're going to turn away what man is saying and turn to what you are saying. Forgive us, God, for every sin that we have committed. Forgive us, God, for saying the wrong things out of our mouth that could be harmful to other people. We ask you right now, God, that we'll see ourselves the way you see us, beautiful, fearfully, wonderfully made. We ask you right now, touch every listener, touch every parent, God, that have a teenager or a young person that struggle with low self-esteem. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding how to minister to the young people, how to minister to that young lady that struggled the most, God. I thank you right now for what you did on today. I thank you for every caller that asked a question and they answered. They got the answer through the talking and sharing and talking. I thank you right now, God, for what you have done and what you get ready to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, and don't forget to see me right back here on Share Talk every fourth, all my teenagers, every fourth Monday at 6:30. And we'll see you again. Thank you, and God bless you, and good night.
You have been in tune to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa, brought to you by the way of Teresa Burton Ministry. Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Share Talk, you can meet Pastor Teresa for a live empowerment session that guarantees to challenge you, encourage you, and inspire you to be all what God has you to be. We would also like to invite you to visit her on her website at TeresaBurtonMinistry.com. Tune in next Monday for another empowerment session by call 347-580-8820 or by using the link that's provided. Until next Monday, remember, the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as we share, talk, and grow.